Yesterday, thousands of people marched through Dublin demanding a better health service. What is the problem with the Irish health service? During the years of economic boom, Southern Ireland had a much higher GNP per head of population than much of the rest of the EU. Despite this economic miracle, it lags behind in terms of public health. At age 65, we have the lowest life expectancy in the EU for both men and women. Indeed, the gap between the Irish and EU life expectancy has been widening. Infant mortality rates are above the EU average. We have above EU mortality rates for cancer and coronary heart disease. We have above EU mortality rates for cancer and coronary heart disease. Ireland's incidence of breast cancer is among the lowest in Europe. However, the death rate from breast cancer was one of the highest in the EU 15. To cap it all, we have a widening income gap, which will of itself worsen the situation, since greater inequality leads to higher mortality rates. The state of poor health of the people in Southern Ireland, especially when analysed on class lines, is a direct reflection of the unequal and inaccessible nature of the Irish healthcare system. The barriers to accessing care in terms of availability and cost means that the level of health education and preventative medicine is severely low, and that treatment for illness is often too little too late. In the public medical system, many people must wait long periods, sometimes too long, for the diagnosis or treatment they require to survive. Cost is the biggest obstacle to receiving medical care, be it just a checkup or some more necessary treatment. Figures from the beginning of 2007 show that there are currently 1.2 million people with medical cards which allow them free access to the public health system. This represents just under a third of the population. Without the medical card, GP visits cost on average approximately €40, higher in urban areas. These fees act as a strong disincentive to access medical care in two important ways. Firstly, they act as a deterrent to seeking out any sort of health education or preventative examination from a GP. Secondly, they discourage people from seeking treatment when they are suffering from an ailment. Instead, they wait to see if the illness gets better or worse before reaching into their pockets to shell out at least €40. Not acting in a timely manner in relation to disease is a common reason for more serious complications to develop. Apart from the super rich and those with vested interests, everyone accepts the changes needed in the Irish health system. However, one of the biggest mental barriers to campaigning for such change is the false perception that the problems with the healthcare system are impossibly complex and unsolvable. People say, "Haven't we been trying for years and it still doesn't get any better?" Sadly, the problems are quite straightforward and we haven't been trying for years. In fact, a combination of political sabotage and complacency, coupled with the self-interest of hospital consultants and the medical establishment, has ensured that our health system has become increasingly more unequal and more inaccessible. This has created a sense of apathy and disempowerment among people on an issue which directly affects each and every one of us. The vision of an equal and accessible health system, where waiting lists are a distant memory from a barbaric age, where preventative primary care is paramount, and where hospitals are a place to get better rather than a place to die, seems like utopian dreaming from a faraway land. Towards a Cure, the pamphlet produced by the Workers' Solidarity Movement, demonstrates that this equal and accessible health system is closer than we might think. In school, when faced with an issue, we were taught to analyse it with the 5W+H questions: what, where, when, why, who and how. By analysing why change is needed, what change is needed, who can create this change, when and where change can be created, and how we go about creating this change, we hope the reader will be empowered to organise to bring about change and not to wait on a waiting list any longer. An equal and accessible health system for all the people of Ireland is closer than we think. We hope to show how we can reach out and grasp it and never let go. You can get a copy of Towards a Cure from the Worker Solidarity Movement at WSM PO Box 1528 Dublin 8, Ireland, or by going to our website at www.wsm.ie and downloading the PDF file of the pamphlet.
The video you've been watching was recorded October the 11th, 2008, at the Dublin Council of Trade Unions organised demonstration for a better health service. The text you've just heard is based on the introduction of the pamphlet Towards Cure, produced by the Workers' Solidarity Movement. You can download that from www.wsm.ie. This podcast was produced by the WSM. You'll find more audio and video podcasts on our website at www.wsm.ie.